From Saudi Arabia today, three interesting follow-ups to the story of the terrorist bombings earlier this month. The U.S. ambassador to the country has warned that those attacks were not a one-time event and that more attacks may be imminent. Meanwhile, the Saudi Interior Minister, Prince Nayef, says that a number of people were arrested in the Saudi city of Medina. Saudi press reports identified one of those people as an al-Qaeda suspect who was seen as the mastermind of the bombings.
And the third development, one of the country's most outspoken editors has lost his job. Jamal Khashoggi cast blame for the bombings not just on the perpetrators of the crimes, but also on apologists for religious violence. He was heard in a story on this program just last week.
We are saying now everybody should be held responsible. And I think this is an important step by reviewing all our positions, all our stands, all our educational system, all our preaching, everything.
Jamal Khashoggi, who was editor of the daily paper Al-Watan, was fired by order of the Saudi government. Joining us from Riyadh to bring us up to date on developments in Saudi Arabia is Josh Meyer, reporter for the Los Angeles Times, who covers terrorism for the paper. And Josh Meyer, first, in view of those arrests that have been disclosed, what is the American estimate there as to how well the Saudis are doing in either investigating past terrorist attacks or preventing further ones?
Well, that's a very good question. I think there's a lot of mixed opinion here, but the U.S. officials here, including the ambassador, Robert Jordan, think that there's a very serious attempt by the Saudis to really crack down on terrorism after May 12th. In fact, today at a news conference, he described it as their Pearl Harbor of sorts and said that they're really galvanized to finally go after terrorists within their midst. He didn't use the word finally, that's my word, but there's a lot of suggestions that they had not been that serious about it before.
On the other hand, there seems to be some real fear that nothing would prevent yet another attack, just like the one earlier this month, from taking place tomorrow.
Well, and you know, the people that were at the news conference this morning were rather startled by the strong language that Jordan was using. In fact, he was almost indicating that there's an inevitability of a terrorist attack. I mean, he said that all non-essential Americans here should be getting out of the country as soon as possible. And that, quote, we have concerns about further attacks. We are not convinced this threat is over or that it is in any way diminished by what we've seen. And then he went on to say that there's a lot of al-Qaeda activity here, many cells that that they don't know about, and intelligence indicating that there could be imminent attacks.
And what of these arrests reported by the Interior Minister of people in the city of Medina?
That's another issue here in the sense that nobody really knows how many people have been arrested or where or who. U.S. officials privately complained to me today that they have no idea what's going on, that there's anywhere between 5 and 12 people arrested, some yesterday, some today, some in Riyadh, some in Medina, and that they were alleged to be connected to the attacks.
And what is the interpretation you're hearing in Saudi Arabia of this other development, the sudden dismissal of Jamal Khashoggi, the editor of Al-Watan, who had been so outspoken in linking terrorism in Riyadh to the style of teaching and preaching of Islamic militants in Saudi Arabia?
Well, there's a lot of concern about that. I think that Mr. Khashoggi is considered one of the preeminent, if not the preeminent, journalist in Saudi Arabia, particularly noted for his courage in sort of calling things as he sees them and not being afraid to take on the establishment, including suspected coddling of radical extremists by the Saudi government. So there's a lot of concern that firing him was a way of cracking down on dissent that might have been, you know, the work of the Saudi government, putting pressure on his newspaper.
So what you're describing is, and what you've heard from Americans and others there is, on the police front, the Saudis are getting serious. On the reform front, they may be getting less serious. And as for the likelihood of another attack, that's really serious.
Yes. It's like a war zone here. I mean, wherever you go, there's roadblocks, there's armored personnel carriers around. The diplomatic quarters where the U.S. Embassy is, it takes about an hour to get in there. There's about 15 roadblocks. It's really a fortress. I think the Saudis are getting serious about cracking down on terrorists, and they promise to implement reforms that will help sort of drain the swamp that allows terrorism to develop. They say that remains to be seen, and what people are worried about is that cracking down or firing Mr. Khashoggi is a really bad initial sign that they're not very serious about it.
Josh Meyer, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Reporter Josh Meyer of the Los Angeles Times speaking to us from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.